Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. In 1829, a Pennsylvania court convicted two men on several counts of stealing from the United States Postal Service and endangering the lives of several mail carriers. Their sentence was death by hanging. And on the 2nd of July, 1830, James Porter, the first of these two convicted criminals, was hung. However, 3 weeks later, the second convicted criminal, George Wilson, was granted a full pardon for his crime by President Andrew Jackson. At the 11th hour, this criminal had been granted clemency. His life was to be spared. Yet, when the pardon was delivered to George Wilson, and I hope it was by post, he refused to receive it. Imagine that. The President of the United States used the full authority of his office to spare this convicted criminal his life. But the recipient of the presidential pardon refused to receive the pardon and the gifts of life and freedom that it offered him and which it possessed. This created a situation in U.S. law which had never been experienced before. So the case of George Wilson was brought to the United States Supreme Court for a judgment. In January 1833, the Supreme Court handed down its verdict on the case of the U.S. versus George Wilson. Chief Justice John Marshall summed up the court's opinion when he wrote, "A pardon is an act of grace, proceeding from the power entrusted with the execution of the laws, which exempts the individual on whom it has been bestowed from the punishment the law inflicts for a crime that he has committed. A pardon is a deed to the validity of which delivery is essential, and the delivery is not complete without acceptance. It may then be rejected by the person to whom it is tendered, and if it is rejected, we have discovered no power in a court to force it upon him." George Wilson was executed, although his pardon was still available to him, even to the moment of his death. This account strikes us as crazy and foolish in the extreme. How would someone refuse a pardon granted to them? But this act of deadly stupidity reminds us of what takes place so often in our world every day. Jesus Christ, to whom has been given all authority in heaven and on earth, hung upon a cross and died to forgive the sins of the entire world. And we, who sin against God in our thoughts, words, and deeds and deserve nothing but God's wrath and eternal punishment, have received a pardon, sealed in the blood of Christ our Savior. The Good Shepherd laid down his life to redeem his sheep who love to go astray. And this pardon is for every human being who ever has lived or whoever will live. His pardon and forgiveness is ours. It is a gift to us, granted to us convicted and guilty criminals. And it proceeds from Jesus Christ, the authority of his office and position. His death and his resurrection have destroyed the power of sin and death over us. Through the proclamation of God's word and the administration of the means of grace, Jesus' pardon to us is made available. It costs us nothing. It totally forgives our sins. It grants us freedom and liberty from the power of sin and death. It gives us life now and for all eternity. It washes us clean and strengthens us to live for the benefit of others. It kills us and it gives us new life in Christ. But most people in our world today refuse to receive this message of pardon for their sins. They would rather stubbornly and arrogantly go to their eternal death. Jesus' pardon is there for each and for every one of us. But he doesn't force it upon us. You cannot make anyone receive a gift. even the gift of the pardon of sin, death, and eternal damnation. Today, if you are suffering in a prison of your sin, guilt, or shame, if you feel that you are under a sentence of death, then listen carefully. Jesus has a pardon for you. He has forgiven you through the shedding of His blood, which covers all of your sins. He went to the gallows and hung and died on the cross in your place. He got the punishment you deserved in order that you might receive pardon, forgiveness, and new life through faith in His work for you. It is never too late to receive His pardon. It has your name on it, and it's sealed with His blood. In Christ, you are forgiven. In Christ, you are set free. Let us pray. O God, by the patient suffering of your only begotten Son, you have beaten down the pride of the old enemy. Now help us, we humbly pray, to imitate all that our Lord has of His goodness, born for our sake, that after His example, we may bear with patience all that is adverse to us, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.